Amnesty International's annual report published this morning calls for a referendum on the right to housing here. It's one of a number of issues highlighted by the human rights group, which also criticises the state's response to the past abuse of women and children in institutions. Fiona Crowley is Amnesty International's interim director for human rights in Ireland, and she's on the line. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, you want a referendum on the right to housing. This is something the government has promised, but there appears to be a hold up at the moment over the wording. What do you think any constitutional amendment should say?
Well, any constitutional amendment needs to reflect Ireland's internationally legally binding obligations, which is a right to adequate and affordable housing. This is set out in a convention that Ireland helped negotiate and, in fact, ratified decades ago. So the government is perfectly aware of what the wording should be.
If there isn't, though, complete clarity about the proposed change to the constitution, I mean, we know from past experience that referendum campaigns can take on a life of their own. If that clarity isn't there every danger that an proposed amendment, that it could be voted down?
Well, I mean, I certainly, unless the government kind of, starts engaging substantively with the issue, it is in the government's programme for government, then of course the public will be confused. But we know from previous polling that the public understand that, the public get it and public support it. I mean, who wouldn't want to have a right to housing in the constitution as a bulwark against the existing right to property? Essentially what we need is for people, ordinary people who aren't landowners or landlords, to be put on the same footing at the very least. So a constitutional right to housing would also, ensure that, for instance, we would not have homeless asylum seekers on our streets. I mean, it's housing rights for everyone, and the housing crisis is impacting everyone. And decades of government inaction and failed housing plans have not solved anything. So putting the right in the constitution would require a government to enact evidence-based housing laws and create evidence-based housing policy.
Can I ask you about another area you address in the report? And again, this is something that Amnesty has spoken about in the past, and that's the law on sex work, which was changed in 2017 with the intention of protecting sex workers. You say it's had the opposite effect. Why?
Well, it isn't just that we say it. We conducted research where we interviewed sex workers and sex workers across a number of, genders, people with disabilities, all of the reasons why people go into sex work and maybe can't leave it because it's their only economic opportunity. And all of the sex workers that we spoke with in that research said that the law is having the opposite effect, that far from protecting them, it is actually putting them at much higher risk of abuse and violence from the clients and from Gardaí, and that it makes them far less able to reach out to the Gardaí for help or to trust the Gardaí.
So what would you do then? How would you change the law?
Well, it's very simple. The law needs to just remove consensual adult exchange of sexual services from the criminal law. Sex work is not exploitation, it's not trafficking. All of those need to be in law and pursued through to prosecution. But sex work should not be criminalised. It just drives it into the shadows and makes it far, far less safe. And it does nothing to solve the social marginalisation and economic exclusion that lead many people to have no option but to engage in sex work.
There are, though, as you know, escort agencies making big money out of sex work, and these include sites where women are raided. I mean, what would you do about those?
Well, I mean, again, we need to look at, like, what is the problem that we're trying to solve? If we're trying to solve sex work as a problem, if it's viewed as a problem, then, I mean, obviously the criminal law is no substitute for actually evidence-based policies and services that will help sex workers leave sex work if that is their choice. But for many people, it is their choice. It's the thing that helps them keep a roof over their heads. We met with people, for instance, who have disabilities, for whom disability allowance is not nearly enough. So unless the government wants to keep sex workers in harm's way, criminalising even third-party actions like that is not going to help. It's just going to make things worse.
And what then about the big agencies?
Well, we don't have any views on the big agencies. We're not concerned about buyers. We're not concerned about, those who make a profit from sex work. We're concerned about the human rights and safety of sex workers themselves. And the simple fact is that the criminal law that we have here is harming them. and not in any way giving them exit routes from sex work.
Fiona Crowley of Amnesty International in Ireland, thank you for being with us this morning.